Good morning, good morning. All right. That's a lot of kids. Hi there. So I'm going to do something here real quick, if I can do it. All right, watch this. Betty, smile, cheese. All right, I just took your picture. Yeah. So I took your picture, and an amazing thing about this is it's not going to stay just on my phone. It's going into this invisible place called cyberspace, and it's going to go into a cloud. Does that sound weird? Your picture's going to go into a cloud? I think it sounds weird. Not a cloud like raindrops and things. It's this weird other kind of cloud. So that's just kind of a strange thing. Your picture is now in a cloud. All right. I take pictures all the time, and I have all kinds of pictures of events, sporting events, and birthdays, and work, and all kinds of things. And there are thousands and thousands of pictures on my phone, but they're not there. They're up in this great place called the cloud. But the weird thing about pictures is that they're not the real thing. They're just a picture of a real thing, right? So I'm going to show you guys something here. Anybody figure out what that is? A what? An octopus. That's right. That's an octopus. So is that a real octopus? If you were to touch it, would it feel like an octopus? Go ahead and touch it. It's a picture of an octopus. That's right. But it's not a real octopus, or it would be all wet and slimy inside the book, wouldn't it? Right? It's just a representation of an octopus. And this is really cool because there are all kinds of octopus. They come in different colors. They can change their colors. They're kind of creepy looking, but at the same time, they're absolutely beautiful, right? Look at that. That's part of God's creation there, this thing called an octopus. But it's not real in there. But if I read the article and if I looked at all the pictures, I'd probably have a better understanding of what a real octopus is like, right? What he eats and how he sleeps and where he lives and all those types of things. I have a really good idea of what he was like. So with that, one of the things we just read was how it says in the second reading, that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So if we want to know what God looks like, then part of the answer to that would be, well, what does Jesus look like? And how does Jesus act? Well, Jesus hasn't been here bodily on earth for a very long time, but it says a little later on that he's the head of the body, and we, as the church, we as believers, are the feet, the hands, all those types of things. We are Jesus, we are God here on earth in terms of how we live our lives out and how we walk with him. So I think that's a really cool thing. We have an opportunity to be the image of God here on earth by being like God. Understand that? Big concept, but if Jesus can be the image of God, and we are part of his body, then he calls us to be the same thing. So it's a good thing for us to learn how to be like Jesus. Okay, that's it I have for you today. Go ahead and have a seat.